On Easter Sunday, there is a story that we read out of the Bible, and it is in all four of the Gospels in the New Testament. It's in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, and it tells the amazing story of what happened to Jesus on Easter. I want to read it to you now. This is from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10 in the Message translation. After the Sabbath, as the first light of the new week dawned, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to keep vigil at the tomb. Suddenly, the earth reeled and rocked under their feet as God's angel came down from heaven and came right up to where they were standing. He rolled back the stone and then sat on it. Shafts of light blazed from him. His garments shimmered snow white. The guards at the tomb were scared to death. They were so frightened they couldn't move. The angel spoke to the women, "There is nothing to fear here. I know you're looking for Jesus, the one they nailed to the cross. He is not here. He was raised, just as he said. Come and look at the place where he was placed. Now get on your way quickly and tell his disciples, he is risen from the dead. He is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there." That's the message. The women, deep in wonder and full of joy, lost no time in leaving the tomb. They ran to tell the disciples. Then Jesus met them, stopping them in their tracks. "Good morning," he said. They fell to their knees, embraced his feet, and worshiped him. Jesus said, "You're holding on to me for dear life. Don't be frightened like that. Go and tell my brothers that they are to go to Galilee, and I will meet them there." This is the story where we get our Easter celebration from. This is the reason why we sing and why we shout hallelujah. In my sermon today, I'm going to be saying the word hallelujah a lot. Okay? Are you with me? Hallelujah. Every time I say hallelujah, I want you to say hallelujah back. It's like a little call and response, okay? Let's practice one time. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh, you did it perfectly. Beautiful job. Beautiful job. So, the other day, I went to the pet store to buy my dog some dog food. We were getting dangerously low at home. The bin where we keep her kibble was almost empty, and I couldn't scoop any more out of it, so I had to go to the pet store that morning. And I bought the bag of food, and when I brought it home, my husband, Joel, he had to help me unload it from the car because it weighed 65 pounds. Can you imagine all that dog food? You should have seen the look on my dog's face. Her name is Lucky. When my husband, Joel, walked in heaving that heavy bag of dog food. Her eyes were full of wonder and her spirit was full of joy and she was shouting, "Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Is all that kibble just for me? Do I get to eat all that?" She was jumping up and down and she was spinning in circles and she was wagging her tail and she was barking and she was drooling. She was so excited. It's as if her spirit was saying, "Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!"
That's how Mary and Mary Magdalene felt when they arrived at the tomb and they discovered that Jesus was not dead anymore. He was alive and he was risen. I imagine they started singing and dancing and jumping up and down and shouting, "Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
He is risen. He is risen indeed." And after that surprise, the women, they had such an important job to do. They had such an important job to do. They were the first people to see a miracle. And so they had to run. They had to run away and go tell as many people as they could about it. They ran as fast as they could to share the good news with everyone they met. They ran shouting, "Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Jesus, our friend, our teacher, our Savior, he's alive. He is risen. Hallelujah! Now, we keep using this word a lot today, and so I want to tell you what it means. Hallelujah is a word we use when we are celebrating God and all the good things that God is doing in our life. It's a word that we use to express our amazement, our joy, our relief. that God is with us forever. That this day is holy because, hallelujah, you're still with me, good? Jesus is alive. It's an act of praise that when God hears that word, God claps and God dances and God sings in heaven. Hallelujah is something we can shout. Oh, good. Thank you. I love it. Hallelujah is something we can shout over and over and over, and God never gets tired of hearing it. God never gets tired of hearing hallelujah. The truth is, friends, that Easter is just one day a year, right? But miracles are happening each and every day. Miracles, big and small, are happening all over the place. And it's our job to be like Mary and Mary Magdalene, with eyes open and full of wonder, to be people who carry God's joy into the world. We each encounter the good news of Easter, of new life and joy, in different ways. And that's a great and good thing. God deserves praise for all those good things that are happening in our life, for all the people that we get to encounter, for all the ways we get to love and serve in Jesus' name. And so today on Easter, I know that you all have different reasons that you're shouting and singing, hallelujah! Get it, girl. Get it. Maybe for some of you, your baby just started sleeping through the night and you're singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe your student loans are finally paid off and you're singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe your tax refund just cleared. Hallelujah. Maybe someone you love just started attending Alcoholics Anonymous and is newly sober. Hallelujah. Maybe your spouse landed the job that makes him or her happy and want to get out of bed in the morning. Hallelujah. Maybe you walked into this space today and you think you found your new church home. Hallelujah. Easter is the day that we shout and sing God's praises. Easter is the day when we celebrate joy and new life and all the amazing things that God is doing in our life. But it's just one day a year. We can't hang on tight to this moment. Jesus told that to Mary and Mary Magdalene. He says, you're hanging on to me for dear life. But don't do that. Go and share my love with the world. Go out and tell people that I am alive, that I am risen, and that I will be with you forever. So our job today is that when we leave this place, we have to tell other people about Jesus too. We have to share that joy and that love with everyone we meet. We have to say, Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. We also get to celebrate with other people as they are celebrating their own victories, their own joys, their own successes. So as your family and your friends and your neighbors and your strangers are telling you hallelujah, you get to share in that joy, in that success. Because with Jesus, what happens to a brother or a sister in Christ and is a moment of celebration is a moment of celebration for us all. We are a community of faith here at the Open Door and at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. And together we exist to be Easter people, to praise God's name, and to sing our hallelujahs. Hallelujah. Will you pray with me? God, you are so good. You love us and you bring us here to this place so that we can praise you today. I'm so grateful for all of these people who are here, for the families and the children, for the fun that we had at our Easter egg hunt, and the time that we have spent praising you in worship this morning. I ask, oh God, that as we each are celebrating our own hallelujah moments, that you would show us how you are a part of that. How your love and how your grace and how your message of good news of hope and resurrection is reaching out to all of us. We pray this to you in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.